from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Don't forget to plan a different, faster route to work tomorrow morning. If you normally travel westbound on Highway 101 between Porcupine and Schumacher, beginning at 6:30, Hydro One will be performing the agonizingly slow job of moving a transformer from Hallnor Road to Brundy Avenue. It will be covering two lanes and leaving little space on the shoulder. The operation could take up to 6 hours. A 47-year-old Kapuskasing resident is one first-place finish away from being crowned strongest woman in Canada. Chantelle Routsier competed at the provincial level last weekend in Sudbury and placed first overall in a series of feats of brute strength.
The competition was fierce. I mean, these women are very strong ladies, so it was a good competition, and I was very, very proud that I was bringing back to Kapuskasing a first place.
Routsier moves on to the national competition in Moncton, New Brunswick in October. She's been training in strongman, that's what the sport's called, for 3 years and belongs to a club in Cap. So does her 23-year-old daughter, Andreanne Major. As expected, the Bank of Canada has reduced its trend-setting prime interest rate to 4.5%. With broad price pressures continuing to ease and inflation expected to move closer to 2%, the bank says it decided to reduce the rate by a further 25 basis points. The bank says the global economy is expected to continue expanding, and while inflation is still above central bank targets in most advanced economies, it is forecast to ease gradually. The bank's next decision on interest rates will be made on September 4th. Officials with Alberta Wildfires say they expect some tough days ahead as hot, dry weather continues over much of the province, and there's a shift in the wind that could cause the intensity and direction of some fires to change. Thousands of people have been evacuated in the face of the flames. The largest is at Jasper. Parks Canada says the evacuation order affects as many as 25,000 people, town residents, seasonal staff and visitors, as well as residents of nearby First Nations communities. Mounties are going door to door to ensure that everyone has left. The evacuees are being directed to reception centers in Grand Prairie and Calgary. Well, it could be a frosty fall in Ontario. The Old Farmer's Almanac's new forecast says to expect some bright spots, with the Thanksgiving long weekend to be warmer than average. November's expected to be frosty and unsettled across all of Canada.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.